So we're going to start with a little bit of Parsha, as is our custom. So Parshas, the end of Parshas Noach, the beginning of Parshas Lech Lecha, begins the story of Avraham Avinu. And Avraham Avinu is known to us as the founder of our religion, the first Jew, the one who discovered Hashem. Those are the ways that we often think of Avraham Avinu. The problem with those characterizations is that none of them have the benefit of actually being true. The Mishnah Melech points out that in a very famous and long essay in Parshas Drachim, that it's abundantly clear that it is not at all clear whether Avraham Avinu was a Jew. Meaning, one thing he knows for sure is that it's not obvious that Avraham Avinu was a Jew. In fact, Mishnah Melech's maskana in that essay in Parshas Drachim was that it's such a big satek that even the Avos themselves didn't know whether they were Jewish. That Avraham Avinu had a bit of a Suffolk Jew, and then the rest of the essay is about, so what do you do about Shabbos? Because a Goy Shabbos is Chayav Misa, and if you're not Shabbos, if a Jew that's not Shabbos is Chayav Misa, so what do you do if you're a Suffolk Jew? How do you handle Shabbos? There's a major discussion in the Achronim. I remember when I was a Rebbe in DRS many, many, many years ago. I mean, I was really pretty recently, but in the beginning of my career, many, many, many years ago, they used to have a Shabbaton. They still have Shabbatons, but they used to have a Shabbaton where they would invite a YU Rosh Yeshiva on the Shabbaton every year to give the guys a sense of, you know, godless, a sense of what a Talmud Chacham is. And one year, Rav Shechter came on the Shabbaton. At a certain point, they realized that the guys weren't quite holding by, you know, buying into whatever Rashi Yeshiva were selling. So, but one year they had Rav David Hirsch. So Rav Hirsch spoke about that issue, about what do you do about, he gave a shiur in the afternoon with something like 12 approaches to the question of what do you do if you're a Suffolk Ben Noach, Suffolk Yehudi, how do you handle Shabbos? That was the topic of the shiur. So anyway, I don't remember all the 12 answers, but I remember some of them. But anyway, Avraham Avinu himself didn't know whether he was a Ben Noach or not. So to say he was the first Jew would seem to be at least a potential mischaracterization. He also was very, very clearly not the first to discover God. We have to remember that there were two parshiyos that precede Lech Lecha. One of them spoke at length about Adam HaRishon and his conversations with Hashem. The other about Noach and his conversations with Hashem. So as these people were talking to God, you would imagine that they had discovered God. So what exactly was Avraham actually the first to act? Furthermore, the Gemara in Brachos Daf Vav tells us that Kol HaKaveh HaMakom L'Tfilaso Elokei Avraham BeEzra, that someone who's Kaveh HaMakom for his Tfila, the God of Avraham will be his helper. Ukishemes omrim lo, and when the person dies, they say a ana vechasid mitalmid of Avraham Avinu. What does it take to be a talmud of Avraham Avinu? I would think enormous chesed. I would think mesiris nefesh. What does it take to be a talmud of Avraham Avinu? Kalakovea makom tilaso. Apparently, when you daven it, you're following all of the avos, but when you're kovea makom l'tfilaso, you're following specifically the example of Avraham Avinu. What exactly is that inyan of being kovea makom, and how does that connect to Avraham Avinu? And third, and finally, if the defining characteristic of Avraham Avinu is his ability to be kovea makom, it is quite odd that the first thing the Torah tells us about Avraham Avinu is where he traveled to. I mean, this is the man of Kviyas Makom. First thing we're told about him, Lech Lecha. He's gone. He's walking. He's moving. I would think the Kaveh Makom guy should be in one place. It just seems a little funny that the Kaveh Makom person is the guy that's on the run as soon as we meet him. So he doesn't really seem to have a Makom. He seems to be moving around a lot in his life. I mean, you have to realize, like in that time in history, people didn't travel very much, and if they did, they usually died along the way. I mean, it wasn't something that that people had done. People would, I don't remember the statistic, but it's something like people would die within 3 miles of where they were born. You know, like that was their whole life, was within 3 miles. Can you imagine, like, if you were born in, like, Teaneck, and the furthest you ever traveled was Bergenfield? You know, like that was it. That was your entire life experience. You know, you were born in Far Rockaway, and you never made it as far as North Woodmere. You know, like, that was, like, your entire life experience. So Avraham Avinu is a traveler. He's a mover. He's not a Kovea Makom man. And yet, Kovea Makom is how we define Avraham Avinu. So I once heard someone explain that Avraham Avinu represents the concept of kvius, that there are people that do good, and there are others who not only do good, but set up a system within which good will always be done. A kvius to ensure that there's going to be consistent behavior. And that's what Avraham Avinu represented. That he was concerned not only about his actions in the here and now, is he being Oved Hashem, is he doing the right thing at this moment, he was concerned about establishing something that can carry forward into the future, to establish some sense of kvius that's going to inspire future generations and going to inspire his own future behavior. And that's why Avram's defining mitzvah ben adam l'chavero is hachnas azarchim. He takes people who are wandering around, who have nowhere to go, who are traveling, and he provides them with a sense of kvius. They have a place to be. You ever travel somewhere, and like, you know, if you're going to a different hotel every night, as you go, you feel a little bit lost. But even if it's not your home, but you're traveling somewhere and like you're staying in the same hotel for 5 days in a row, for a week in a row, you know, so that becomes your home base. Having a home base is very important. It's very critical to a person's own sanity, to a person's well-being, to feel like they have a place that's their place, and then they work out of that place. They go out of that place. So likewise, his defining mitzvah ben adam l'makom, as Avraham Avinu is defining mitzvah ben adam l'makom, debatable, but let's say bris milah, right? Bris milah is certainly one of his defining mitzvahs ben adam l'makom, which is not just an act of dedication to Hashem, it's a permanent sign. Os bris kodesh, it's something that's going to be with him forever and serves as a reminder, right? That the Gemara tells us about David HaMelech, that when he was decades after his bris milah, when he was concerned that he didn't have any Torah mitzvahs, the bris milah was there. The bris milah is what kept him in check and what kept him okay. And next week's parasha, Hashem tells us why he chose Avraham Avinu. What does the Kodesh Baruch Hu say? Ki yadativ l'man asher yitzaveh es banav es beiso achrav v'shamru derech Hashem lasos tzedakah u'mishpat. He doesn't just do the right thing. He's guaranteed to establish that this way of avodas Hashem as his family's derech in life. That's going to be what his family rallies around. What his family knows is their home base, is what they will always answer to. So it's important to have this sense of kvius. So it's important for a person to be well grounded, to have a base upon which to build. But then it's also important to build, meaning it's important to have that sense of kvius. But a person who stays home all the time, who quarantines for his entire life, is not going to accomplish all that much. A person has to, at some point, go out, and it's in human nature to want to expand and to travel and to grow. It's unhealthy for a person to stay in one place and never try new things. What distinguishes Zera Avram is that while we may have experiences of lech lecha, of traveling, we always orient ourselves back home. Even when we spallow three times a day, we remind ourselves of where our home is and what we orient ourselves toward. Our creativity and our growth comes from a position of strength because it comes from a position of kvir. Sancheiriv came and was mevalbel all the nations. So naturally, they all lost their sense of identity. Kvar avad zichram. But the Jewish people, wherever we go, whichever part of the world we're in, we maintain our nationhood because our kvius remains Eretz Yisrael, no matter how long we're exiled from there. We know what our makom is, whether we're there or not. We know that that's our makom. For many of us, I mean, I guess not for so many of you, but for me, I haven't been in Eretz Yisrael in a very, very long time, much longer than I would ever like to be out of Eretz Yisrael. And, you would think that you lose that sense of connection, but it becomes even stronger. The yearning, the desire becomes even stronger to want to connect to that makom, to that place, because that's our kvius. We know that that's where we need to be. That's where our heart needs to be. A person can travel a lot on business and stay in a hotel for a week, but when they ask you, where do you live? You don't say, oh, the Hilton next to the highway over there. No, you say where you live, where your makom of kvius is. Wherever you go, whenever you're exploring new vistas in the physical world, the person has to have that sense of kvius, and the same is true in the spiritual world. And that certainly, I think, answers the questions that we began with. Avraham Avinu is not the first to discover Hashem. He may not have been the first Jew, but he was the first person to be koveya, the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world. Adam and Noah had a relationship with Hashem. They each had children, though. Some were better than others. But we never find that they made it a mission to pass on this Yediyas Hashem, this relationship with Hashem, to their children. That was Avram Avinu's entire mission in life. That's all he ever wanted in life, was to be able to pass it on to his children. Rambam writes he had tens of thousands of followers, and yet he was heartbroken because he didn't have a child. You might say, well, he accomplished so much. Yeah, that's not what he wanted to accomplish. What he wanted to accomplish was that ultimate bracha of ki b'yitzchak yukari l'chazera. He wanted to be able to have that kvius that was going to go forward for generations. And he sensed it. He sensed that it was only going to happen through his children. Right? What happened to all those followers of Avraham Avinu? They're all gone. The only one that we know of that actually lasted is Yitzchak. That was his mission. The maila of being koveya makom l'tfilaso is unique to Avraham Avinu. A person who has an anchor, who belongs to a place, has somewhere to turn when he wants to grow, when he wants to reconnect, is a person who relates to the message of Avraham Avinu. Koveya makom l'tfilaso means just that. It means I'm not darshaning here. It's a literal translation. One has to have a makom where they talk to God, a makom where they are mispalel, because that has to be the place where, you know, people call it like their happy place. You know, the one place where they go, where they relax, where they come. You have to have your God place. You have to have that place where you could focus and you could think about your relationship with the Ribbono Shel'olam, and you could dive into the Ribbono Shel'olam, and that sense of kvius in your life, in a person's life, grounds you in everything else, in everything else that you do. One of the great challenges of the times that we thought we were past, but apparently we're not, is that, you know, with all of this quarantining and all this, it's become, even when we don't need to, it's become so much easier to just run around and be here and be there and be nowhere. You know, I could Zoom this, I could do that, I could be traveling here, I could be there. And we end up lacking that sense of a home base, of where we really need to be, of where we really need to grow in our learning, in our ruchnius, and our avodas Hashem. And for the chevra, that means, and for me also, that means to be based in yeshiva. When a person is based in a makom kadosh, that changes everything that you do in life. Lech lecha, the lech lecha of Avraham Avinu is not ironic. Lech lecha is only possible for someone who has a sense of kvius. Lech lecha is only possible against the backdrop of kvius. The person can travel, explore, discover, see all sorts of new things, but only if he sets up guidelines and a framework for success. When a person travels on business, he can be more successful from a religious standpoint if he sets himself up with a framework for success, where he has that sense of kvius in his life. So that's the, you know, obviously our whole lives, we should always be in growth mode. We should always be looking at how we can become better, how we could achieve more. And usually the answer is that we will achieve new heights in Torah, in Chesed, in Tefillah, well into our adult years, well into our senior years, with the attitude that we have a makom, that we have a place that is a makom kavua. We have a makom kavua in our homes, we have a makom, meaning of our homes, that is where we know that no matter what we accomplish in life, we always have to answer back to our families, we always have to be grounded in that makom of our homes. We have the makom of makomos kedoshim, whether it be Eretz Yisrael, whether it be our shuls, whether it be our yeshiva, and it's through that sense of kvius makom that we can begin, that we can build all of that strength and all of that, all that we hope to accomplish in our lives. And I think that's the idea of Avraham Avinu, not the founder of, not the first Jew, not the first one to discover Hashem, but the first one to make it a mission to establish a kvius, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be something that's going to be kavua in our lives for all time.